I glanced out the window, and there were several boys and girls on the sidewalk wondering what on earth was happening.
Mm-hmm. I think your Professor Weekly must have handed out...
Evening. Dr. Siebel.
I think your Dr. Siebel must have handed out some bum information.
Why?
Well, if he said icebergs floated across Illinois 20 years ago, he was about 100% wrong. Why, holy...
Well, he said for fears.
Did he say icebergs?
Yeah, mentioned icebergs several times.
Did he say icebergs floated across the state of Illinois?
Yeah.
That's not true.
No. Yes, the gentleman has been giving his speech about icebergs since before you were born.
Oh, by George, they sure must have been handing out a bunch of junk when I went to Edward's school. We were taught that you only found icebergs out in the ocean. Sure news to me that people around Joliet, Illinois have to duck and dive to keep them
getting up. I imagine he was familiar with what he was talking about. Authority on icebergs and all. Addressed a large audience in Somerset, Kentucky, only last week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Vic, he's scared, Rupert.
Oh.
Well, he's come to a place in this speech where he beat himself on the chest and hollered. And he was looking right at Rupert.
What'd you say?
Oh, you claim you are an intelligent person. If you are an intelligent person, I challenge you to deny this and that and the other thing. If you are an intelligent person, I beg of you with tears in my eyes that you la-di-da, hoobly-hooble, and peach butter. Rupert stared at him like he was hypnotized.
I'm afraid he'd fall off and face the one upside the snooker.
Yeah.
What puzzles me is how anybody could work themselves up into a towering fury over glaciers.
That puzzles me also.
There's nothing controversial about glaciers.
Oh, his asking was just for show.
Was his statement just for show, too?
I mean...
I assume the fellow was handing out facts.
Oh, sure, facts by the bushel. 40 years ago, Galena, Illinois, was visited by a glacier 66 square miles an acre in the area.
40 years ago?
Well, maybe he said 400. Anyway, it was fascinating to us. When he got through and sat down, everybody walked over and gave him nice compliments. Miss Elder said she listened so attentive to this, she could deliver a lecture on icebergs.
Mm.
You know so much about icebergs, Willie. What do they deposit?
Nothing that I know of.
Hot lots of torpedoes. Icebergs deposit rocks.
Oh, heck, they do.
Icebergs deposit rocks and stones, and you can see them laying on the ground to this day.
You mean glaciers, don't you?
Glaciers and icebergs. There's six of one, half a dozen of others.
The fellow said they were synonymous. Didn't he make
yeah.
Icebergs?
Oh, and there's a blackboard he's tried out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tossed the blackboard up against his moving picture machine, whipped some chalk out of his pocket, and drew diagrams till he laid the chunks. All right, Mr. Authority on icebergs. How much of an iceberg is underneath the water and how much on top of the water?
10%.
Sure. In an iceberg, 10% is underneath the water, 90% on top of the water.
Right the way around.
Sure.
What did I say?
You said 90% on top and 10% underneath.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did get it backwards. You're right. 10% underneath and 90% on top.
No. Mom, the reason an iceberg is so dangerous is ship
oneself. I know. It makes a slip of a tongue and everybody jumps on them like a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fancy, a single lady, tell this, having a regular public speaker.
Yeah.
Be nice if you could do it often. An order every third meeting or some such arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's the money to be considered. Dr. Phoebe charges for his lecture when he's delivering it for pay.
He passes the
house. By George, you wouldn't get any nickels and dimes off of me. If you quoted his statements correctly, Mom, I'd say his facts are worth about a tenth of a cent apiece.
Suppose maybe $25, $30,
sir? Possibly.
Of course, the Thimble Club couldn't hand over him $25, $30. Be nice, he'll learn about some new subject every 2 weeks. See, from this afternoon, I'm familiar with all the facts about icebergs. I know all there is to know about icebergs. You say, 2 meetings from now, we had a speaker talk about, well, furniture, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, digging up $25, $30 for public speakers out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
After Dr. Seeley finished his oration and ate some salty mess and went upstairs to lay down, Miss Cummins told us a little story on him.
What'd you say?
Well, it seems he was on a train going somewhere to deliver his steel. He was in the smoking car and got talking with the fella sitting next to him. He introduced the topic of icebergs into the conversation, and he let himself right into his lecture. He gave this stranger the whole hour and 10 minute speech, gestures, fish shaking, and all.
Hmm.
And when he got through, you know what that fella done?
No.
He stood up and says, "Okay, chum, you asked for it," and he hauled off and knocked Dr. Feebly unconscious.
Good.
The conductor had to put poor Dr. Feebly off at the next station and send him to the hospital in an ambulance. Well, now that I know all about icebergs, I guess I'll go see what there is to supper.
Mm.
You'll probably have to stop at the store, Willie.
All right.
Well, pretty high-tone symbol club we got. As a professional public speaker, with clenched and upraised fist, I challenge anyone within sound of my voice to deny that 20 years ago, an iceberg 69 square miles in area didn't visit the beautiful city of Joliet, Illinois.